Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today we're speaking with the new councillor of the municipality of Wawa, Kathy Cannon. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me on Town Talk.
So congratulations on taking the oath of office and becoming the newest councillor.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
So you ran in the 2018 election as well, but in case people don't know you for some reason or would like a reminder, could you introduce yourself?
I sure can. For all of you that don't know me, my name is Kathy Cannon. I've been in Wawa for 27 years and still considered a newbie, I guess. I'm married to my husband, John. I've been married for 42 years. And we have two beautiful children together, Amanda and Billy, who unfortunately left town because there wasn't enough job opportunities here. And that's one of the things I would like to work towards is keeping our youth in the town.
All right. That is an excellent segue into that big question of what you do view as the important priorities or issues that council should be tackling over this remaining year or so of their term.
My personal views is still housing is one, because with the big influx of people that have come into Wawa for jobs, there's not enough housing. And they have been trying to deal with the housing, so I don't know how much I can accomplish in the next year, but I certainly would like to set it up even if I don't run again, which I hopefully plan on doing next year, and continuing looking forward and letting Wawa move forward, whether it be tourism, whether it find a different industry other than mining, because mines do come and go, and just working for the people of Wawa and listening and trying to see what the people of Wawa would really like. I can't make promises that I won't make promises that I can't keep. And for the first little while, it's going to be a big learning curve for me.
Now, speaking of the first little while, you were sworn in and attended your first, actually, back-to-back meetings last week. How was that experience, your first meeting as a counselor?
It went very well. I did more listening than talking. As I said, I think I over-prepared for it. I wrote notes, but I didn't ask any questions because the questions that were asked were basically what I wanted to know, and I don't know enough of what they've already implemented in Wawa going forward. So until I know enough, I really don't want to say what I can do or what the town is doing.
But you have been paying attention, you are jumping right into it and keeping abreast of items that are out there, so even if it's taking you a while to find out some of the information, get a little used to some of the things that are happening, you have that exposure to it.
I sure do. I listen to the council meetings online, which is a great thing that they've done so that you don't have to even leave your home to listen to it. And I read the minutes of the meetings so that I could stay informed. And to me, they're going forward in the right direction.
There is only about a year left in the council term. That's how long you've been appointed for, is just to finish out the remaining term. Is there anything in particular that you hope to see accomplished over this, what is going to be a rather short period in terms of legislative accomplishment?
I would like to keep on. When I ran, I wanted to move forward with the town being more accessible to different types of people. I myself am handicapped, and I would like the town to go forward becoming more accessible.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
No, I just look forward to working with the mayor and the other councillors and the talented staff and volunteers that do a lot of the work to make this town better.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, that is Kathy Cannon, the newest councillor on the Wawa Municipal Council, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.